This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Birdseed delivered. My dad loved rhubarb, and my mom made a lot of pies and froze a lot of cut-up rhubarb for winter. This perennial is well worth growing. Rhubarb needs full sun, well-drained soil, and a nice layer of rich compost each year. It's best to plant rhubarb in the spring. Some cultivars recommended by the University of Wisconsin Extension include Canada Red, Cherry Red, Crimson Red, Valentine, and Victoria. It's best to plant plants, not the seed. Let your rhubarb grow the first season. Wait to harvest until the second season. Your new plants need an inch of water a week. Keep in mind that rainfall counts. Always keep in mind, too, the mature size of the plant. Rhubarb will grow to 3 square feet. Harvest rhubarb late in spring as the leaves and stalks become large enough. Grab, twist, and pull the stalks from the base of the plant, but be careful not to pull the whole plant out of the soil. A knife works well also. Pick rhubarb until the end of June, then leave it to just grow for the rest of the season. Throughout the summer, the large green leaves will photosynthesize and send energy down into the roots for next year's crop. Pretty cool, huh? I have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. Rhubarb really don't have any pests. It's very important to know that rhubarb stalks are delicious. Rhubarb leaves are toxic. Don't eat them. They contain oxalic acid, which will make you very sick. If you're new to feeding birds, FeedTheBirds.com is the go-to place to learn all about feeding them and keeping them healthy. FeedTheBirds.com birdseed is blended daily and delivered right to your door. Skip the middleman and get the best blends to attract the birds to your backyard. That's FeedTheBirds.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.